This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Usually at this time, Sheikh Fadl, he has a small, he has a small halaqah, but unfortunately today he's not able to make it. So I will share a small hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by the Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma watana rajulun muslimun al-masjid lis-salah wa dhikr." That a Muslim person who frequents the masjid, who comes to the masjid often, and this is a part of their habit, this is part of their routine. To understand this, imagine when your kids were little, when your kids were small, 3-4 years old. And you were gone for work for maybe a couple of days, a week or so. And you came home, and one of your kids saw you, and they got so happy that they came running to you, and they grabbed your leg, and they said, Abba. And they hugged you tight, and they said, I miss you so much. For those of you that in Itikaf, when you go home, the kids will embrace you, your family will embrace you in that similar manner. So the Prophet ﷺ, in this hadith, he says that the way that your family gets happy when you return home after an extended period, after a week or so, similarly, when a Muslim frequents the masjid and comes to the masjid often, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy upon his arrival into the masjid the way that your family, the way that your family gets happy when you come home after a long trip. Very beautiful hadith. Because this hadith tells us that every time that you come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He presents His hospitality to you. He opens His doors out to you. When you come home after a trip, it's not just your child that hugs you, but maybe your wife makes you something special for food. Maybe your child makes you a little card. They all greet you with different things. And similarly, whenever you come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He greets you with His mercy. He greets you with His forgiveness. He greets you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ash-shakur, the one who appreciates whatever little that you do. Now, some scholars say that this returning to the masjid is every time you come back to the masjid. Other scholars say this is actually like the example that the Prophet ﷺ uses, that maybe because of some work, maybe because of some family situation, maybe because of college, maybe because of whatever life has thrown at you, you haven't been able to come to the masjid for some time. You were frequent, but then there was a pause. Something happened, and you just got busy. But now you come back to the masjid, and the scholars say, the scholars of hadith say, muhaddithin say that upon you returning back after a few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy. Usually in relationships, when there's a gap in a relationship, there's this period of being awkward. Now if I go back, it's going to be awkward that I wasn't here. And many times we have this feeling that if I come to the masjid now, you know, maybe I missed something, or maybe I missed this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How am I supposed to continue and regain that momentum that I had before? But what you realize is the way that your mother greets you when you return back home, the way that your spouse greets you when you return back home, the way that your child greets you, with pure happiness that I'm just happy that you're here. It's like when your child gets into a car accident and they come home after totaling the car. And they're worried that you might be upset that where were you? Why were you so late? But you just say to them, Berta, I'm happy that you've made it home safe. And every time you come home to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greets you in the same way by saying, welcome home. So I want to share this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Once again, I'll repeat the hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ on the authority of Abu Huraira, that no Muslim attends the masjid regularly for salah and for remembrance. So this tells you, so a question comes, what is the purpose of the masjid? Many people say the purpose of the masjid is for salah. But what you see is that the purpose of the masjid is a lot more, not just salah. Because even in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, for salah or for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you come and do your zikr. You come and just connect your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in my opinion, one of the most important roles of the masjid is the community aspect. You can pray salah wherever you want. You can remember Allah wherever you want. But the biggest role of the masjid is we meet one another. I ask you, how's your day? How are things at work? How are things at home? I come to you with a problem that, you know, I'm having this issue. Can you help me out? The community aspect. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, either when you come for salah regularly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it has all these extra benefits as well, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses joy just like the family of an absent person expresses joy when he returns back from their being absent. So a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this tells us that, okay, we've connected ourselves in the month of Ramadan, let this connection continue. Because at the end of the day, we benefit from this connection. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.